Yodelingy Massive. It's Tess Appease with Tess Barnett on 95BFM.
Oh, morena Tess.
Good morning.
I feel like I've just introduced you like you're like one of our guests or something.
I know. I was like, hang on a
minute. You've been here all day.
I am a guest, I suppose.
Yeah, guest all of honour. Hey, what are we talking about on Tess Appease today?
Well, I was going to talk about stock and soups this morning. And I know we have in previous food segments spoken about stock, but I feel like there's never been a better time to reveal a recipe and encourage people to make it.
Because it takes a bit of time, doesn't it?
It takes a bit of time, but it's so hearty. Not to mention the smell it will fragrance your house with. It's so nice.
Yum. So what kind of stock are we talking here?
So I'm talking chicken stock mostly, but I do have a vegetarian recipe.
Oh, cool.
For veggie stock, which is also very good. So my hot tip with the chicken stock would be to, if you're not going to roast a chicken yourself, which I feel like sometimes is the thing that might put people off,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Buying a hot roast chicken from the supermarket is a great alternative. You just grab, it's already cooked, you grab it, you shred all the meat off it, or just pull all the meat off it,
mm-hmm.
and then you can throw your bones straight into a pot and it's pretty much ready to go. So whether you've roasted it yourself or bought a hot roast chicken from the supermarket, you chuck it in with some bay leaves, some whole peppercorns, whatever vegetable endings you have. So if that's, usually I'll try and get a carrot, maybe some celery and onions. Those would be my top three. But if you've got, I mean, I don't know, any sort of vegetable endings that,
even
broccoli
ending
would be fine.
What do you mean by
so
a vegetable ending?
The bits that you chop off that you probably wouldn't normally eat.
Ah.
So it can be carrot tops, carrot bottoms, celery tops.
So it's just like the
Even the skin of an onion can be good too.
Cool.
Skin of an onion's quite good because it tends to make it go quite a dark browny colour, which aesthetically is quite nice for a stock.
Got to get those aesthetics going.
Chuck all those in. If you've got a couple of whole carrots as well, that's good as well, and a whole onion. But you only need to chop it up into quarters. You don't need to chop it up finely or anything like that. Just throw it in, big chunks.
Yep.
A bit of garlic and some salt, and chuck it on the stove and just let it sit there for as long as you have, really. The longer you let it sit, the more gelatinous it'll become.
Mm. Great word,
be
gelatinous.
Yeah, so it is, isn't it?
How long would you normally leave it on the stove for?
Well, I made one on Monday, and I think I left it on for about 5 hours.
5 hours. Okay, so this really is a great isolation activity.
Yeah, and it just makes the whole house smell so good. Like, so homely.
So, I mean, this is, I think, the thing that has often put me off doing this is, like, you have to go through the palaver of making a roast chicken. So the hot roast tip is a great one. Someone's just texted in as well. You can give the bones a quick roast with the veggies and then chuck them in, and it makes the stock thicker or something, or tastier maybe. I don't know. Have you tried that?
That's a great idea. You'll get a more like sort of caramelized roasty flavor, which is super nice. But if you're inexperienced or if you haven't made one before and you want to just take the easy route, I'd say just throw everything in the pot.
So a low heat? Going. Is that what we need it on?
A low heat. Bring it up to a bit of a simmer and then a low heat, and you can just leave it on low and slow for ages and ages.
Fantastic.
And it, once you're feeling good about your stock, you can give it a taste. Once you're feeling good about it, you need to sieve it through a sieve and then into a bowl or something. And then you can divide it up into whatever you're going to use. So if you're going to use it for a soup that night, put aside what you're going to use and then chuck everything else in containers and freeze it.
Awesome.
And this is an awesome thing for whenever you're going to make, or you don't have something to cook, or you know, just whenever you want some chicken stock, really.
Sounds great. What about veggies? What's the veggie option?
So the veggie option is pretty much the same thing, but minus the bones. And I would say with the veggie stock, for a better result, cut the veggies up finer than you would for a chicken stock. So even grating them can be quite good.
Oh, yeah. And how long do you cook that for? Does it? Because I presume it doesn't get as gelatinous.
Not necessarily as long, no. Yeah, so just an hour or 2 hours and you'll have a pretty good stock there. But I would say with leading into talking about soups, having a homemade stock for soups, for me, is much preferred.
Yep.
So if you haven't tried it and you're used to using cubes or powder or whatever. Give it a go and see if you prefer it, because I certainly do.
So what's a good soup recipe that you can use with all of this fantastic stock?
So I've got a couple of recipes here. The first one is, if you've pulled all the meat off a hot roast chicken or a chicken you've roasted yourself, a chicken soup is obviously the quick go-to. And for that, I would just dice up some carrots, dice up some celery, maybe if you've got some frozen peas, whatever vegetables, even a bit of older kale or a bit of older silver beet or a bit of older spinach can go in as well at the end. So dice up whatever veggies you've got, chuck that in a pot, give it a little bit of a saute with a bit of oil, and then just ladle in however much chicken stock you need, however much you want to make, and then put your shredded chicken in and off you go. That's
sounds
it, chicken soup. Super easy.
Super delicious.
It's awesome if you've got some herbs that you can like chuck on top as well. I'm a big fan of a Italian flat leaf parsley at the moment. It's my go-to. I'm putting it on literally everything. And it's awesome on chicken soup.
Definitely have my herb phases depending on what has not been absolutely decimated in my garden. You've also been doing a bit of baking over the weekend. We talked to you about your slightly failed hot cross buns last week, but have you had another crack at them?
Yeah, so I picked myself back up and I had another crack at the
got back on the hot cross bun
situation. Yeah. I was super disappointed with that first batch. They really were not good. I'm almost tempted to do a before and after photo on Facebook or something.
Please.
For the listeners so they can see. But I tried a second batch yesterday and I used a recipe that Mian Bakery, I think it's on Fort Street in Britomart, this little bakery in town, they put up their hot cross bun recipe on their Instagram and I was like, oh, perfect. I'll give this a go. And it was fantastic. It turned out really, really well. I highly recommend spending an afternoon doing it. It doesn't actually take that long. Most of the ingredients I think most people would have if they've been doing some baking. It's just sort of all your usuals, flour, sugar, egg, that, and then a bit of cinnamon and some raisins if you've got them.
Nice.
And it's, really turned out well. So I have to say, perseverance.
I think a before and after
and
photo,
I feel like I've achieved something,
is going to be necessary. We'll post one up after the show. How about that?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for that, Tess. I hope given people plenty of good food inspo.
Fennel Hardcore. It's Tessipes with Tess Barnett on 95BFM.
It certainly is. And do text us if you've tried any of Tess's recipes. I know a lot of you tried the magic dough bread recipe. Send it through on 5395 if you've had a crack or you're going to have a go at it. I'd like to know how your results go, eh, Tess?
Yeah, definitely. Make your stock. I recommend.
I'm going to have a try of that tonight, I think. We're going to swerve into punk right now and talk about Dick Move, Old Mates, absolute faves. They've just put out a brand new single. It's called Chop, and it is it's a big old screw you to capitalism. They've said they're looking at an 18th century solution to a 21st century problem. They say it goes out in solidarity to working people everywhere. And there's a really awesome video that they've put out too, which is up on their YouTube. And it was filmed in their four separate houses over 24 hours during the Rahui period that we're in at the moment. So it's pretty cute. It's got lots of soft toys in it and you get a little insight into Dick Move's various bubbles. We're going to have a listen to it now. It is Chop, Chop, Chop.
It's gonna roll. 95 BFM.
I'm going to throw the brick in.
Brilliant new track from Dick Move there. It's called Chop Chop Chop. You can find the video online. Highly recommend it. It's heaps of fun. This is Dungeon with A3. We're going to be hearing from the Beths just after news headlines. So stay tuned for all of that. They've also got a brand new single and they have a video coming out today. Very excited to have a chat with them. Plus, we've got lots of other good things coming up on the show still. Send us a text. What are you up to? 5395, or you can call me on 309 3879. Dungeon with A3, you're on the 95 BFM Breakfast Show.
This is a COVID-19 announcement. You're now hearing how long you should wash your hands for to avoid spreading the COVID-19 virus. Washing your hands for 20 seconds, then drying them, kills the COVID-19 virus by bursting its protective bubble. So remember, wash often, use soap for 20 seconds, then dry. Let's all unite against COVID-19. Find out more at covid19.govt.nz.
We might never get flying cars, eh?
I'd settle for a jetpack.
Yeah, nah, but I reckon, like, our visions of the future have been corrupted by a worldview based on constant expansion with no regard for the natural environment, so...
So what do we get, then?
Oh, real sick e-bikes.
Bikes and Beyond, your local for future mobility solutions. E-bikes and e-transport sales, servicing, rental and manufacture specialists since 2014. Build a better world activists since birth. Bikes and Beyond, Newmarket, Devonport and Waiheke Island. Go to bikesandbeyond.co.nz.
Wow, music's everywhere. It's like a cloud of art. Here at 95BFM, we've sucked up some of the best contemporary bangers, bottled them and chucked them into a special Spotify playlist just for you.
The April playlist features tracks from Baby Zionov, Claire Pan Ensemble, Kelly Lee Owens, Ahmed Ben Ali and more.
Follow 95BFM on Spotify for a monthly Spotify playlist and stay au fait.
You certainly are on 95BFM. Speaking of Kelly Lee Owens, we're going to listen to her climate change banger right now. It's called Melt. That was Kelly Lee Owens with a big climate change dance floor tune called Melt. You're on 95BFM. This is The Breakfast Show. We've got some news headlines for you.
BFM News Headlines.
Whaiakina coming up in your news on the hour. A number of employees have indicated some employers are not passing on all the COVID-19 wage subsidy they are receiving. The government is considering postponing elections with the opposition uncertain the public will be ready. Donald Trump has urged Republicans to oppose efforts to expand voting by mail, falsely suggesting it would lead to widespread voter fraud. Scientists have discovered some flowers can recover with remarkable speed after major accidents, such as being walked on by humans. Stay tuned for these stories in full and your weather update at 9 o'clock.
Thanks very much, Lillian. Maria Etefano, Ifakarongo Ana Koto, Kitereo Irirangi Poho. You're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show. We're going to be talking to the Beths in the near future, so stay tuned. This is Rhea Hall.
And my feet are fashioned from the earth, crafted of mud and stone and dirt. I wear our stories on my skin.
Deny it, no.
North to south, ain't no way to
history. Yeah. Know your history. Yeah.
One more.
Know your history. Yeah. Know your history. Yeah.
What's so good about hungry hearts beating on the table? When your plate is full, I'm a body of dreams for you. I'm a dirty attic, milkworm monuments fill me up. If you don't paint the ruin in the background, I was thinking about the truth. Not automatic. This night drives me wild. Ah, roll away. It's like I'm untied. Ah, roll, you say. Well, I want to make sense with you. And I want to make like stop the bus, and I'll see you in the morning when the light's up. I was drinking the dew. Ah, it's just automatic. Take care, golden hair, draw me a sky, paint me in a picture with a new face. I'm a body of dreams for you. Ah, I'm a body of dreams for you. Ah, I'm a body of dreams for you. Ah, I'm a dirty attic.
Was Kate Le Bon with Dirty Attic. I'm a Dirty Attic, from the wonderful album Crab Day that came out in 2017. We're going to listen to a new track by Jackie Lynn. It's called Dream Street. Let me know what you think. 5395.
Speed flow.
This is Jackie Lynn with a lovely track called Dream Street. And this is the sound of the Beths, of course. We're going to be chatting to Liz just after this, so stay tuned. This is Happy Unhappy. That was the Beths, of course, with Happy Unhappy. And on the line, we've got Liz. How are you, Liz?
I'm very well. Thank you. I've got Jonathan here too.
Hey, Jonathan. Hey. How you going?
Yeah, what up? Good, good.
How is bubble life treating you guys? You getting on all good?
Yeah, it's good. I mainly played Animal Crossing for the first week or so.
I think a lot of people in that boat.
I've gotten right into Basil in a real big way, like getting a supermarket one and chopping it down and trying turning it into a 10 and then turning it into a 100.
Yeah.
Propagating Basil and playing Animal Crossing, I think, are very wholesome bubble activities. You've also been doing a very wholesome and lovely live stream yesterday, which was pretty exciting because you also announced that you've got this new fantastic song and a fantastic record coming about, which is what we're here to talk to you about today. What is the name of the new album?
It's called Jump Rope Gazers.
How did that name come about? Such a lovely title.
It's one of the songs on the record. It's kind of, it's one of the songs that kind of feels like it's at the heart of the record.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What does it mean, Liz?
What does it mean? I don't really like explaining what it means because it's, I think it kind of has, it's kind of vague, I think.
It's got its own magic to it.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, I think it's, when I asked, like, for instance, the band or, like, some people that I've played it with what they think it means, everybody has kind of a different idea, and I kind of don't want to burst that bubble.
No, I like that a lot. Yeah. How was your live stream, though? Because obviously we're seeing lots of live streams pop up at the moment in lieu of being able to go to actual gigs. And it's quite a lovely thing to get a peek into people's different worlds. Did you guys enjoy doing that?
Yeah, I was kind of a ball of stress in the lead up. it's something we've never done before. And then, you know, like, doing it for the first time and, like, it's live. So it's, you know, everything's kind of out there, and yeah, it was just like a bit of a learning curve in terms of Instagram's kind of straightforward, but we did YouTube as well, and yeah, it was quite fun in hindsight, like learning how to use all the software and things, and made some little graphics and tried to make it kind of fun and engaging, but it's still very strange.
Really awesome. I liked the little graphics. The Beth's TV logo was great. It was very sort of like sticky TV, what now vibes, and I was very on board with that. We're talking to you as well about the new single, Dying to Believe, which is the first single that we're hearing from this new record. And there is a wonderful video that's going to be released at 9 o'clock this morning, directed by Callum Devlin from Hans Puckett. How did the video come about?
How did it come about? It all happened so recently. It's strange to think that we shot it, I think, at the start of March. The idea is just like we had an idea to do like a tutorial type video.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about all the rest of the band, but we all watch quite a lot of YouTube, I guess. and it's like kind of almost curious language of like instrumental tutorial videos, but then there's also like kind of it's kind of inheriting from this older language of like tutorial like drum clinics and things like that, that is this kind of weird tradition of.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a thing that's really ripe for kind of comedic exploitation and you know, genuine love.
Oh yeah, of course.
Totally. Yeah. And
we all learned like how to play Wonderwall from a YouTube video or something like that.
I think also it's like quite a good time as well. People have got a bit of time on their hands. They're sitting at home and they're like, oh, maybe I should get out my guitar I haven't touched for, you know, 7 years since I was in high school and have a crack at this online tutorial. It is the right moment for the online tutorial thing, I reckon, even if it is a little bit of a one with a wink and a nudge as well. This is a really, really cool song, and I'm super excited for the release of the rest of the album. When is it coming out?
It's coming out on the 10th of July.
And people can pre-order through your Bandcamp page, or I presume you can also pre-order it through local record stores. You've encouraged people to do that in New Zealand on your Instagram.
I think it's up to you what to do. If you'd like to pre-order, just because our label Car Park is based in the States, it sometimes means that I'm shipping from, because that's where they make the records, can be a little bit expensive to New Zealand, so we try to make sure that
people have other options, especially ones that support local stores.
So I'm not sure exactly when, but I think definitely Flying Out will be doing some pre-orders, and we'll kind of let everybody know when they're ready to go. And whatever your local record store is,
pretty sure they'll all be doing pre-orders soon enough.
Awesome. Well, we're very excited. It's got a wonderful cover, and we're going to listen to the first single now. Thank you very much, Jonathan and Liz, for chatting to us. We're going to have a spin of Dying to Believe. We'll see you guys soon.
Yay!
Woo!
Such a pity I can feel you building up to the herd eruption. I won't try to interrupt. You are high and mighty and unlikely to learn lessons.
patience. It's such a fragile thing to try to support the weight of. It's not that I don't think that my point of view is valid. It's just that I can't stand the sound of my own patterns. They always look backwards from the way that I imagine. Go easy, you know it is worth the fight. And you lose every match you set alight. It bends me, it's what I swear to be. I'm dying to believe you want me better than me.
There's a brand new track from The Beths, Dying to Believe, from their forthcoming album, which was such a pleasure to chat to Liz and Jonathan about Jump Rope Gazers, which will be out on the 10th of July, which I'm really looking forward to. You can pre-order it through their Bandcamp, or you can pre-order it probably very soon from a local record store near you.
This is a COVID-19 announcement. If you have any questions, the fastest way to find the answers and all the latest information is at covid19.govt.nz. Let's all unite against COVID-19.
My dad could beat your dad up.
My dad's a fireman. If he can fight a fire, then he could totally fight your dad. He'll put your dad in the bin.
Oh yeah? Well, my mum is a master recording rights manager.
What does a master recording rights manager fight?
CDs?
Get to know the lovely people working behind the scenes in your music industry on People in Your Neighbourhood. Fortnightly on the 95BFM Monday 1 to 4 with Penny. Thanks to APRA MCOS NZ.
Actually, you can already pre-order it through Flying Out. You just did that, didn't you, Tess?
I did indeed.
Straight onto it.
Get onto it.
Do it ASAP. Brilliant band.
Thank you.
long as the music's loud enough, we won't hear the world falling apart.
This is Moppy with Flying Sorcerer, and before that we had Soft Plastics with I Love My Wife. That one's been doing very well in the 95 BFM Top 10 over the last couple of weeks, and Amelia will be here later in the show to let us know if it's still holding it steady or what's been going on last night since your votes were counted up. So we'll be hearing from all of those things, plus also Chris Cudby chatting to us for Praise of Songs this morning just after the news.
BFM News.
Ata Maria, good morning. Ko Lillian Hanley tōku ingoa, ko te iwa karaka, it's 9 o'clock. In breaking news, a magnitude 4.3 earthquake has hit near Christchurch at 7:49 this morning.